From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United Nations says 888 people were killed in violence in Iraq in November. That's up from 714 the previous month. The UN Assistance Mission for Iraq says in a statement Tuesday that 489 of those killed in November were civilians, including police. The other 399 were members of Iraqi security forces, including Kurdish Peshmerga, Interior Ministry SWAT forces, as well as militias fighting alongside the Iraqi army. The White House has announced at a Paris summit Tuesday commitments from 73 U.S. companies that are joining a pledge to support action on climate change. Meanwhile, at a press conference earlier today, U.S. President Barack Obama said climate change must be addressed by all nations.
If we let the world keep warming as fast as it is, and sea levels rising as fast as they are, and weather patterns keep shifting in more unexpected ways, then before long we are going to have to devote more and more and more of our economic and military resources not to growing opportunity for our people, but to adapting to the various consequences of a changing planet.
Again, that is President Obama speaking in Paris. Meanwhile, you can read more on the climate change summit in Paris and President Obama's comments at voanews.com. The World Health Organization is marking World AIDS Day today by emphasizing the need to expand antiretroviral therapy to all of those living with HIV. You're listening to VOA News.